Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my glittering gigglers? We are in San Diego and we're sweaty, and I like to call sweat glitter.
That was so good and so infomercial like, and I you are a cult leader because I was drawn in. I was like, can you buy the sweat glitter you speak of?
I almost want to jog this morning so I could sparkle and glitter everywhere, but I won't. No, we're in the West Coast again. How do we end up here?
How did we end up here?
We got bamboozled, led astray.
Honestly, okay, this is like so funny. Now that we've been doing Giggly Squad Live so often and they're so fun and we try and go to every single city we can. We travel each day to a new city. We will be walking on stage and me and Hannah will look at each other quick and say, wait, what city are we in? Because when we walk on, we're like, what the fuck's up, Phoenix? And like,
it's like once you're there, there's a pretty obvious difference between crowds. Like Denver was high off their mind.
No, so high. It was actually making me laugh. Like I felt...
Like Dallas is like screaming, yelling. Denver was just like a constant high giggle. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like when you get the joke late, when you're high, like when you're high and someone says a joke and you have to think about it for like 2 seconds long and then you're like, haha, yeah, that was exactly good. Like that was our whole show.
And you were the one, you were like, I think they're high. Like we're in Denver. And I was like, no. And then in the meet and greet, everyone was giving you weed and I was like,
yeah. Literally, I have like 7 joints right now, like on my person because people are just, I have gummies, I have eyelashes. We have gotten some of the craziest gifts from people and it's so sweet and so nice.
We got a sex towel.
Yeah, so a woman gave us a towel that you put down on the bed.
For squirting, periods, or just being a messy bitch.
Yeah. Should we do some front page news?
Let's
or like
get right into it.
Okay.
I feel like you have funny stories.
I don't really have any funny stories, but like we can laugh about them. Kim Zolciak and Corey Bierman, 12 years married, filed for divorce.
When did this happen?
Like literally this morning. What? Apparently they owe the IRS more than $1 million in unpaid taxes.
I like how it correlates with divorce. Are the Chrisleys staying together, though, through their jail time?
Oh, my God. I would assume that, like, you can't, when you're in jail, you can't do, like, legal things outside in the world. Like, even if they wanted to get divorced, like, can you file for divorce while you're, like
people get married when they're in jail.
Oh, yeah. People do get married when they're in jail.
If you're like, into a bad boy.
Wait, you know what's so crazy that we've never talked about, and for how much we love like cults and we love like murder documentaries, yeah, that there are people that write to people in jail and then like they get married.
Full relationships.
I think there's a whole show about
most
it.
Most people like, can't get a text back from like the average person because everyone's busy. When someone's in jail, he's available.
No. Remember years and years ago, this is the first murder I remember like as a child when Peterson was their last name.
Oh, yeah.
When he killed his wife like on a camping trip or something.
Yeah.
That was like the first murder I remember. Like the trial was on TV.
Yeah.
Like,
the fucked up thing, though, is that people think the guys are like hot, the murderers, and
yeah,
women start messaging them, or not messaging, writing, but it made me think of like women like men who can just like execute a plan regardless if it's like super bloody and people died. They're like, he made a plan. Yeah,
he stuck to it. Perseverance.
But like, it's actually fucked up, because if I so killed like 8 people and went to jail, I don't feel like dudes would be messaging me.
Right. Like, I feel like it's way opposite. There's not as many guys writing to women who are in jail,
because the bar is so low for men. They're like, yeah, he did murder 9 people, but like, he has really pretty eyes.
But like, the cleanup was amazing. They literally almost didn't catch him because that's how neat and tidy
he's
he is.
He's so smart. Also, speaking of us getting in trouble, I do want to just have a little asterisk on the last episode. I think I told everyone to get off their birth control, and I just want to say I'm not a doctor.
Oh my God. Thank you for clearing that up, because I actually did think you were a doctor.
For anyone who thought I was a doctor for a second, definitely talk to your doctor first, but also, just in the back of your head, if you're dealing with depression, hormones can affect it.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't talk to my doctor. I was just like, because, you know, you're like, that's part of us like not liking authority.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't need to tell that bitch what I'm doing.
I'm going rogue. Also, someone was like, hey, don't tell people just to like pull out, because like, I had 4 kids doing right. that. So like,
if you are getting your medical advice from us, though, I would reevaluate. That's a you problem. I would reevaluate something in your life. We're just telling you what we did. And this is not a self-help podcast. No. In no way have we ever claimed this to be self-help.
The only way it could possibly help is you being like, that's not a good idea.
We've never claimed for this to be accurate information. We just want to make ourselves laugh and also make you guys laugh. Nothing that we say is real or true.
Speaking of craziness with women, I got on a weird TikTok algorithm about lobotomies. Do you know that? Have you seen it? They used to just give women lobotomies all the time.
If they were too like emotional and too, they would say that they were crazy, and then they'd literally take their brains out. How about you yelling at me for my TikTok algorithm yesterday, and then you show up here today and you're like, I'm on lobotomy TikTok? The nerve.
You're
the
on
gall.
Conspiracy TikTok scaring yourself.
I love conspiracy TikTok. It helps my brain like think, be creative.
That's how it starts. Next thing you know, you are the face of January 6th. No, so lobotomy TikTok, apparently it was one of the Kennedy's, one of their sisters. One of the girls got a lobotomy when she was young, and they were showing her like pre and post lobotomy.
It's really sad.
And they just like take your life away.
They basically make you brain damaged because they think they're help. Yeah, they thought they were like helping. I wonder, you know what's
just get
so
off
crazy
your birth
too?
Control. You know, you don't need a lobotomy.
I wonder what like people back then that got lobotomies, like now what their diagnosis would have been. Like, I wonder if they were just like severe ADHD or like bipolar or something that was like easily could be fixed or
with
helped
medication.
And they were just like, you know what, I think the best course of action is to just
feel like no woman would have signed off on this,
a lobotomy. Or what about like back in the day when they used to do like shock therapy and like,
no, it was because like no women were in STEM like us, and no one was
no
like, hey, it was the men were like, we don't understand these crazy creatures, but we want to make sure we could still use their vagina.
Yeah,
but like, can we just like cut their fucking head off?
Yeah,
and like, that's, everyone will be happy.
Yeah,
if there was one woman doctor, she'd be like, I don't think this woman's crazy. I think she's hates her husband because he's cheating on her and he's abusive, and she's speaking up.
I think we've been in a real men-hating era the
we've
past
never
like
not
2
been
weeks. Yeah, but I feel like it's been heightened for some reason.
Yeah. What do you think caused it?
We went off our birth control.
We got off our birth control.
We literally got off the drugs they've been giving us, and we're like, wait a second, this all makes sense. You guys suck.
Do you think that men created birth control to track us?
Oh, and I'm on conspiracy TikTok?
No, I mean, long story short, in history, contraception was the reason women were able to, like, get jobs and stuff and, like, become feminist icons, because they weren't just stuck at home having babies all the time. You know that, right?
No, I actually really don't think I ever put 2 and 2 together.
Before birth
like
control,
that.
Women literally were just, like, baby makers. That's all they did.
So baby making machines.
Yeah. And if they wanted a career, they would end up getting pregnant and like have to stay home. So birth control enabled women to say, I don't want a baby right now because I want to live my own life and not just be a baby popper.
It's so crazy. Like as you get older, obviously you think about life in like different ways in each stage of your life. But because I don't have any grandmas, I actually don't have any grandparents, but I legit want to go to dinner at Nana's house and spend like a full night there and ask, like, I feel like I have a lot of questions that I wasn't able to ask my grandma of just like, what was that like knowing like, okay, when you got out of high school, you were getting married and you were having a baby. Like, do you think Nana was ever like,
no, I have a story.
Tell.
So my Nana was the youngest of three and her parents came over from Italy, mm-hmm. but the parents really wanted to be American, but they were like traditional.
Yep. If Nana was born,
Nana's 82 now.
Okay, so she'd have been born in the 30s,
around there,
the late 30s.
I mean, a vintage queen,
literally.
So she was like very smart, very athletic, very funny, and she was beautiful. Mm-hmm. She told her dad at 18 years old that she wanted to go to art school.
Okay.
And he cried.
Yeah.
Sobbed. How are you gonna not get a husband?
Yep.
How are you gonna not get a husband? So she never went to art school.
Yep.
And married my papa, and they've been together forever, and he was amazing.
Yep.
But then her job was taking care of the home, raising children. And then my mom was the first generation of women in my family
to go to college.
Which is kind of crazy to think about. Like, I'm only second generation in college.
No, that. And but wait, yeah, same.
It's crazy. And like, your mom was from a traditional household.
It's so funny because my mom always says, like, her dad told her, look, you're graduated high school, you're going to go to college, and you're going to become an accountant. That's what you're going to do.
Wow.
And she was just like, okay, I'll go be an accountant. So she went, became an accountant. And like, then years later, she was like, if I had, like, I would never not do what my dad said, but if I had thought more about it, I would have gone and became a lawyer.
Wow.
But I actually think my mom should have like moved to New York and did what I did.
That's why I think our moms love us, because they like kind of like understand what we want and like living it with us. And I was going to say live vicariously, but they really are living it with us.
No, they're living it with us. I don't think it's vicariously at all, because my mom's
making decisions for me.
Yeah. I feel like my mom would get too nervous to do some of the things that we do, but likes watching us do it and having like a firsthand experience.
But think about it. Back in the day, women, if you had, like, my Nana was a virgin.
Yeah, that's
nuts. And she got married because she wanted to have sex.
Yeah.
And they guess they weren't doing anal at that point. And but thank God she married the love of her life. But back then, love is about like the story you tell yourself. So if you really believe like he's the one I'm supposed to lose it to, and this is what's meant for me, it's beautiful and it works. It is crazy. Nowadays, everyone's just like on apps, just swiping. But back then, women would just get pregnant at 17, and that's your life. Then you're a mom for the rest of your life. And it's crazy because my Nana now is having a resurgence of her career on Nana Still Got It.
Yep.
Because all she wanted, she would have been a full-on influencer if she was our age.
Yes, she would have had a podcast.
She loves to paint. Wait, the door is fully open.
No, this hotel has kind of been wild. Like, I was woken up like 7 times in the middle of the night of just drunk people in the hallway. And at one point I was like, I thought someone was trying to get into my room because I heard a guy go, there's a girl in that room. And I literally was sitting in bed. I paused like my show and I was like, oh my God, people are trying to break in my room.
I love how every single place we go, you think you're going to get kidnapped, but you're like, you're kind of at a 0% success rate of being kidnapped. Not to.
Because I'm so good at getting out of it.
Yeah, true. Actually, you've been in some situations.
I have been in. We were in the Uber on our way to the hotel from the airport in San Diego, and I was fully convinced that the guy was taking us to be sex trafficked, but I couldn't tell Hannah because I didn't want to alarm her. And I also didn't want the Uber driver to know that I was onto him. So I continued my conversation with Hannah, but when I saw him do the rear view mirror so that he could look at me, I got suspicious.
Well, that's
And so then I double checked the location of where we were and where we were going.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he asked what our hotel was.
And I was like, you have the address. And so then I was making sure the entire way we were driving that he was in fact driving the correct way.
That's so funny because I was just blabbing your ear off.
No, you didn't shut up.
I didn't shut up the whole time.
I was like, I'm in the middle of a mission right now.
You're like, I'm fighting for our lives right now. And I'm like, you know what's crazy about Starbucks? I'm like, is it faster if you do the line in person or if you do it on the app?
Wait, that's something we discovered in our travels. Guys, if you don't have the Starbucks app, literally download it and then you mobile order when you're at the airport, and then those orders go in way faster than the people in line.
It also makes you feel important.
Yeah. Like when I walk up to Starbucks and I'm already hearing Paige.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I'm late for a business meeting.
You feel like you're at the club.
Yeah.
And you're VIP.
You get to go in the rope first.
Right in front of the line. You look at all these people and you're like, oh, someone wasn't prepared today. So anyway, women in STEM and feminism. Birth control literally. STEMinism. Birth control has helped women be able to live their lives. My grandma, not my nana, the other side, my grandma got married at 17.
No, it's crazy.
Because that's just what you did.
My grandma literally had 4 kids before like 24.
Wow.
Like my mom was considered old having me at 30.
Yeah. My mom had me at 27.
Yeah.
I also think that it's funny, like women in the past were equally as smart as us. They just like, no one let them. But then people joke like, I think it was an Ali Wong joke that she's mad that like we showed the men that we're really smart and capable. Yeah. She's like, they were so smart. They just played dumb. All they could do is stay home and watch TV. But being a full-time mom is fucking exhausting.
No, I actually don't think I have a lot of appreciation because I hate kids. Like, I hate them. I really do. There's maybe like 2 babies that I fuck with that I know.
Others like don't hold themselves accountable when they like ruin other people's days.
Yeah, I'm like, you're so annoying.
Like selfish.
But like full-time moms, I genuinely don't know how they do it. I think that is a way harder job than
Some people anything. I think are meant to do it. Like, yeah. They're so fucking good at it and they are meant to be moms and it's beautiful and it's incredible and they're so on their shit. And yeah. Or if you have help too.
Yeah. I saw a meme the other day that was like, your wife isn't your mom. Like, you can also do the laundry.
Oh my God. Someone called it soft parenting. Like, do you have a boyfriend? Are you soft parenting him to like be the best?
It's so funny because I was at Craig's house a couple weeks ago. No, first time ever on Giggly Squad. I'm actually about to compliment the fuck out of him.
Oh my God.
He was cooking dinner and I am like very OCD sometimes when it comes to cleaning. Like I like things to be organized the way I like it in my brain. Like I have to visually see it the way I saw it in my brain. And if it's not like that, I kind of like freak out a little. Doesn't make sense to me. So he was like cooking dinner one night, like grilling. And I was like, I would be so fine for the rest of our lives if you cooked every single meal and I cleaned everything in the kitchen. And he was like, done, deal. That's the easiest deal we've ever made.
Like a successful relationship.
Yeah, I was like, I would be so fine with never making a dinner in my entire life, but I will clean up after every single one.
That's like, as someone who's married, the girlies, you're thinking of all these like stupid things. Marriage is literally like this team life. And people get divorced because it's like he wasn't doing shit or like I didn't feel appreciated, that kind of thing. Wait, this TikTok was so funny. I'm pulling up. The New York Times this week said it's a girl named Bella. Is her account Bella? It's just Bella. I want to give her credit. Treehugger084. It has 2 million likes. She wrote, celebrating because no matter how hard life gets, at least I'm not soft parenting a man child by teaching him basic human decency and calling it a relationship. But I do think a lot of guys go from their mom to just like the next girl.
Yeah.
And we're of this generation where we're like, we're not your mom.
Not to like knock the people in their early 20s. Like obviously you have to, at some point in your life, everyone does, you have roommates. I think you really can't date a man until he has lived by himself like for a full year.
Yeah, I never had a serious relationship with a guy
who
had roommates.
I've never had a serious relationship with a guy who's had roommates.
I mean like fun date. Like I never considered marrying them.
Right.
Like, I dated them, but I was never
because
like, this man
men
is marriage
having
material.
Roommates like in their early 20s after college is still college. It's very different from women having roommates mm-hmm. in their 20s.
That's just
after
women
college.
Supporting women.
That's literally women supporting women in the arts.
Also, with the wage gap, how do you not afford your own apartment? As
right.
a man.
It's because they just like to have like a buddy there to be like, okay, should we crack beers?
Enable
like,
each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Where women are like, let's go to a workout class together yeah. and let's do this together and let's
cleaning day.
Let's like keep each other accountable. Yeah. Like let's do laundry day.
Where men
today.
Are like, is it bad I fucked this girl over? And he's like, no.
I'm not going to text her back.
I'm not going to text her back.
Yeah. I used to date this one guy. Honestly, he was great. Actually, I'm not even knocking him.
Yeah.
But like waking up at his apartment like on a Saturday morning after a night out was just
traumatizing
because every man that lived in that apartment, like you'd walk out the door and every man would be sitting on the couch with a game controller in their hand, like mm-hmm. what's up, Paige? Like, you know, like it's just like, okay, like I'm just gonna scoot out
of
here.
No makeup remover anywhere.
No, not a makeup remover in sight. Their bathroom was vile.
Once these guys had like tons of shampoo bottles that are just empty, I'm like, are yeah. we not throwing them away? Is this like the skeletons of like every girl you guys dated in the past?
One time I dated a guy and he had monogram towels and I thought it was like so luxe and I was like, what, like why did you have these towels? And he was like, my mom got them for
yeah
me.
His mom's trying yeah. so hard. She calls you, she's like, can you take this? And I'm like, nope, he's not gonna be my problem. I lived with two guys for like a long time.
Oh my
in
god
Midtown.
I feel like you don't talk about that enough.
I don't
you
talk about
literally
enough.
Were new girl like
I was
you were
new
that
girl
show.
But like I was the messy one.
Yeah.
Dave met Haley, my friend, and they started dating. Corey was like full
fuck boy.
Fun fuck boy.
Yeah.
The best time. Anytime.
So fun.
He's joking. And they were doing like financially better than me. Like they were both in finance and I was kind of like surviving.
Yeah. Like figuring out what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I remember Corey would bring a girl home and he obviously wouldn't tell me. He's not like keeping me posted all the time.
Right.
So I'd wake up in the morning and they would have left at work. The girl would come out and see me. And then I realized I could fuck with these people so bad.
So hard.
Like, I could be like, were you with my husband last night?
Wait, no one.
I'm pregnant.
No one bonds like two random girls that are coming out of two different bedrooms.
No, these girls would come out and see me and panic like
yeah.
beyond. And I would like let them sit in it for like a second. I'd be like, I'm the roommate. I don't care. Corey's funny, right? And she'd laugh. But it was, I would fuck with them. Like, if you guys do this, I'm going to walk in on your next hookup and pretend I'm your ex.
Yeah.
And like cause a scene.
You could legitimately have filmed. Like if that was happening right now, you would have 8 million followers on TikTok of just fucking with them all the time.
But the like, girls loved that I was there because they would like wake up and they'd be like, shoot, do you have like a hair curler for
yeah.
work? And I'd be like, girl, yes. And I'd like give them the hair curler.
Oh my god, I would feel so much more comfortable knowing there was another woman just in the vicinity.
I also remember with the guys, it was good to have a girl roommate because like they don't go to therapy. So like they would get like drunk and we'd be like right before we go to sleep. And I'd, you know what girls like to do? We have a deep talk. So I'd be
yeah.
like, guys, let's discuss what happened tonight.
Yeah.
Corey, do you have anything to say for yourself? And the next thing you know, we'd be talking about like life and like,
yeah.
I feel like I helped them
grow up
a little.
For sure.
And they helped me like, no, they didn't really help me.
I know. I was just trying to think like how many ex, like if I could go through all my ex-boyfriends and pick out one thing they taught me. No, you made me significantly worse of a human.
Well, that's my thing with relationships. The second a guy makes me feel like my mental health is deteriorating or he's making my life more difficult, why are you with him?
Yeah.
Like, I also, some people are good caretakers and they enjoy it. I'm an emotional caretaker. Like, I'm there for you if anything is upsetting you.
Yeah.
But like, if your room's a mess, that sounds like a you problem.
Am I a caretaker in any capacity?
I think we both have Italian moms who are like professionals at it, but
yeah.
we're like rebelling against that and trying to like break the cycle.
I feel like I'm trying to think like, do I do anything for Craig?
I feel like you're like me. You're emotionally supportive.
Honestly, I had an ex-boyfriend one time that lived by himself and he obviously worked like a intense, he worked in finance, whatever, so yes, he was gone out of the apartment
he's
by
just
like
fucking on Excel spreadsheets,
yeah, like 7:30 a.m. like he's out of there. So I would wake up at like 9-ish. I would take my time, like get out of bed.
You were a stay-at-home mom.
I was
without
a literal,
children
literal stay-at-home girlfriend. I was like literally a stay-at-home girlfriend. and I would leave his apartment. And some days, yeah, I would make the bed if I was feeling it. And other days, maybe I was in a rush and I wouldn't make the bed. And I remember I got to his apartment one time and he said to me, like, look, like, if you're going to be staying here all the time, like, maybe you can do some stuff too. Like, you didn't even make the bed this morning. And in that moment, I was like, first of all, one, you have a cleaning lady. Two, like, I don't work for you. And three, I didn't give birth to you. Like,
also, it's like I gave you my pussy last night. Like,
imagine. And I've had multiple men stay over at my apartment before.
You would never tell a guy
imagine
that.
Imagine I said, you didn't make my bed.
But you know, if they made the bed, you're like, it's wrong. He's incredible. Like, if a guy makes your
actually,
bed.
I've always hated any time a guy has made or attempted to make my bed. Because I'm like, who taught you how to make a fucking bed? Have you ever seen a bed before you get into it? In what world is this pillow on the top? That's a sleeping pillow.
That's a decorative pillow.
This one's a decorative pillow. This goes over here. Like, are you brain dead?
My mom loves decorative pillows.
I love decorative pillows.
That's so interesting. I also think women who didn't want to be stay-at-home moms, you know how they all were like blackout, like drinking?
Yeah.
And it's like, because sometimes they had dreams, like they had legit dreams of stuff they wanted to do, and then yes, they ended up in a family because either because they got pregnant or because that's what they were convinced society wanted from them, that's what their family wanted, that's what they thought they wanted.
As I like get older, I used to have this fear in my late 20s that like I was going to settle down too quickly and that I was going to wake up at 35 and regret not partying more.
That's never crossed my mind.
I've broken up with multiple boyfriends because I've been like, I feel like I'm going to regret not partying
but
more.
But what define partying? Like, what do you mean partying?
Like going out on
like meeting people?
No, like
dancing?
Yeah, like going out on a Friday night with my girlfriends and like making memories and laughing so hard and like dancing and like getting dressed up and just like enjoying having zero responsibilities that I know like all day Saturday I can stay in bed because I'm hungover. Like living that type of lifestyle.
See, I needed that perspective. Like I was so the other extreme.
Yeah.
Because when I was in a tennis academy when I was like 13, I remember a coach said to me, they were like, this kid was really talented but he started partying too much. And I was young and in my head I was like, how many birthday parties is he getting invited to?
Wait, that's so fucking like,
how many friends have birthday parties?
Wait, that's just like things that little kids think of that like you're scared of, like the Bermuda Triangle. You're like, wait, we can never go to the Bermuda Triangle.
Too many birthday parties I'm invited to. But in my head, I remember thinking, I never want to make that mistake.
Yeah.
So when people start talking about partying, I remember being like, you have nothing you're partying for. Like, what are you celebrating? Like, I haven't accomplished any of my dreams. I can't. Yep. But I'm the other extreme. Like, I'm not saying what I did is right. I needed to have more of a balance, and I actually would have probably been more successful with tennis if I wasn't like so extreme with myself. Mm-hmm.
But now my fear is, oh my God, I can't have a baby. What if I have a baby too soon and I wake up and that baby's 5 years old and I'm like, I could have had a way bigger career. I could have gone and done this and this, but I had to have this baby.
What's fucked up is the same amount of time it takes, like took us to get some momentum in our careers is now the same time that women are supposed to be having babies.
Yeah.
And people don't talk about that enough. Like it took me 10 years to get my stand-up career to where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like every decision I made was leading me to this point. And now they're like, oh, pop out a baby.
No, it's so crazy.
And the men don't have to deal with it.
I feel like I get this question all the time. When are you going to marry Craig? When are you going to move to Charleston? When are you guys going to have kids? Not one. If the roles were reversed and Craig was a 30-year-old man and he got asked that question once, he would never get asked that question again. Because if his response was, I just want to focus on my career for right now and then like get married and have a family in a couple years, everyone would be like, oh, he has a good head on his shoulders. You have so much time. Don't worry about it. But when I say it, people get so upset with me. They say, you don't love your boyfriend.
You are so fucking right. I didn't think of it that way. If you ask a 30-year-old man, does he want to get married? And he goes, I want to focus on my career first because, you know, marriage is a whole thing. Oh my God. Because get a wedding, that's insane. Also, he's not even planning the wedding. He wouldn't have even planned it.
That's the other thing. I feel like getting engaged and having a baby, nothing in my boyfriend's life right now would change. if we got engaged and had a baby and got married, not a single thing would change for him. My whole life would be flipped upside down.
You are so fucking right. And I actually respect you so much for having that boundary, because people are putting pressure on you. Like, you know that, like, everyone would be so excited if you announced that you're engaged. People would be excited for 3 seconds, and then you're left with your decision.
Right.
They got to share a post and say yay, and then they're onto their own life.
Because if I agreed to get engaged and get married and then continue living the way I'm living right now, I would be wrong. Mm-hmm. To not put my partner like that first, then it would turn into I betrayed myself.
Yeah. You betrayed yourself. Actually, betraying yourself is a really... It's a thing I learned in therapy.
Yeah.
Where it basically means, like, you don't listen to, like, the person inside you or what the little girl wants inside you, and you betray who you are to appease people around you. Yes. And then you become a shell of yourself.
And is that,
we've
like...
We've all done it.
Is that, like, people-pleasing?
Yes, but it's even more, like... It's even less about making other people happy. Like, it's, like, you... lying to yourself for whatever reason.
Yeah. Oh my God, I feel like I've betrayed myself so many times.
That's what your 20s are, though. It's just constantly betraying yourself until one day you wake up and you're like, can we stop?
Yeah.
I betrayed myself with tennis. I stayed in it like for so long because I was good at it.
I feel like women legit stop betraying themselves when they turn 30, because society puts such a huge thing on us for turning 30. Mm-hmm. And that's when we're like, you know what?
If you don't want us, I don't want you.
Yeah, like, I'm not fucking doing what you want me to anymore. Like, I don't care.
For sure. And that's why you should get off your birth control. I'm just kidding. We're just fucking with you guys. But for real, talk to a doctor. And birth control is really important, but there's so many different ways to use contraceptives besides just the pill. There are so non-hormonal true. Options.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Also, you know what's interesting too? Like, I was thinking about my mom.
Hmm.
So she was the first woman in her family to go to college. She went to an Ivy League school. She worked her fucking ass off. And then, you know, she got married at 24,
mm-hmm.
pregnant at 27. And she always wanted to be a jazz musician, like a jazz singer.
Yeah.
But
she immediately wanted to like make money, have a family. Mm-hmm. Like that just wasn't a thing you did.
Yep.
And then she ended up having like a great career in education, was a principal of schools, like crushed it. And now that she's retired, she's like, I want to be a jazz musician.
Yeah.
So she's singing jazz again, like in Long Island, which is so cool. But she also said to me, she's like, Hannah, back in the day, if we had like YouTube or TikTok,
yeah,
I would have been using it. But back then, yep, she's like, what, was I gonna just like wait around for someone to discover me like singing at a restaurant for years? Like, it was so different back then. There was no like Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber type stories.
Think about how many people are were probably so talented and such good like singers and actors that just never got discovered.
There were only like 4 famous people a year back in the day.
Even 10 years ago.
True.
There was like, there's so many famous people now.
Everyone's famous.
Everyone has an opportunity to be famous.
Someone called us a celebrity last night and I laughed.
Yeah.
I'm like celebrity.
I don't think of us as celebrities. No. I just think of us as louder than certain other people. Like, no, I'm not famous. I'm just louder than...
We're not famous. I just post a ton online, so you have to see me.
We're just attention whores.
We're just attention whores on your algorithm.
Yeah.
And you're like, we get it. But it's crazy. Like, sometimes, do you ever think you're born in the wrong time or you're born in the exact right time?
I go back and forth. I think that I totally could have lived in the 50s. I do. I think that if I lived in the 50s and the 60s, I would have become a flight attendant. I already know that. I loved my high school boyfriend. So I always think like if I had had to marry my high school boyfriend and have children with him, that would have been fine.
High school boyfriends, like, I'd like to know a stat of like how many high school boyfriends actually work out. It probably is pretty decent.
Yeah, like there are some people that are like high school. I mean, my parents are kind of high school sweethearts because they met when they were 17.
In small towns, it's like you've met your town. Who do you want?
Yeah, I feel like that was like the number one reason why I moved. I was like, I feel like I've met everyone. I've dated everyone. I have to move to another city. Like, it's not working here.
I mean, we should bring someone on to talk about our past lives, to tell the gigglers like what our past lives were.
No, wait. Can we actually do that?
I really want to.
Okay, if anyone has a good psychic or something.
For past life regression.
Yeah, just past lives.
Because I also want to know our relationships in past lives. Because you know we knew each other in past lives.
For sure. I wonder if in any of our past lives, we were in the same family. Like, was there ever a life where you were my mom? Or like we were sisters? Or we could have been men.
Maybe. Or trees. Someone once told me in a past life regression that I was one of the Amazon women, and I was like, absolutely.
I had someone tell me I was a nun, and I said,
I see that.
Yep.
No, I actually do see that. But you were like, naughty nun.
Naughty.
You definitely were like smoking weed.
Where I was like, are we sure we can't have sex? What if we just tried it?
Also, I feel like I was in the 70s or the 60s. I would have been like one of those crazy, like, not crazy, but like one of those women fighting.
Like, that are like, take your bra off.
Yeah.
And like protesting.
Yeah. Or just like fighting for like women's rights or like any of that
shit. I do feel like in one past life, I was royal.
I think I was
in some capacity.
Or you were the royal cat.
You were the court jester and we just like fucked around with each other.
I was the court jester and you were the cat.
Making jokes.
And we just hung out and talked shit about everyone, but you were like really pretty. And everyone like loved you, but you hated everyone. You were like, don't touch me.
I feel like I definitely was royal in a past life because for whatever reason, when Marie Antoinette, that movie came out with Kirsten Dunst, I was little and I had such an emotional connection where I was like, was I Marie Antoinette?
See, I can tell you for sure that I was not royal in a past life.
I also love period pieces.
Yeah.
Like any show or movie that is set like a Bridgerton type, mm-hmm. like I love it.
Do you ever hear those stories where someone's kid who's like 2 years old will have like a memory?
Yep.
Or they'll say like, mom, I saw this person like... in the war.
I had a kid just pop up on my Instagram or on my TikTok and it was, he died in 9/11. And he like can recount like all of these crazy things from 9/11. The kid was like 4.
Yeah. People have said something like a kid was talking about like the Civil War and how he died and he's like 3.
Yeah. I totally believe in that.
That's
also
crazy.
Like, you know how they say like babies can see things spirits that aren't there? Yeah, I remember when my cousin Fallon was born, my grandpa had like just died, and she would say to her mom like, oh, like I, yeah, he came, like I saw him last night. Like she would say crazy things.
That's
but
wild.
Like she didn't really meet him. Like she met him like she was a baby.
That's
so she wouldn't have like remembered meeting him.
That's crazy. What did you read about the baby who was talking to someone else over the like?
No, I saw this crazy news story that this mom had like baby monitors in each of her kids' rooms, and someone hacked into the baby monitor and was talking to the child. And was saying, pretending to be the mom and dad. But the mom and dad have no idea what this person was saying. They just went to put the kids to sleep and said, plug in the baby monitor. And the kid started hysterically crying and was like, no, like someone talks to me. Like, I don't want it. Like, please don't plug it in. Please don't plug it in. And then they went on like the app and it said like that their password had been compromised, like in like a leak and whatever. And so they...
That is so scary because speaking to your baby is like so important and everything you say, they're like processing. So if I had a stranger, also if I was that good at hacking, why are you going to do that?
No, literally.
Bring it to a bank and like take $1 million. Don't talk to a baby.
That is literally the last thing I'd want to do is like converse with a baby at 11 p.m. No. Oh my god.
That's, so anyway, check your baby monitors. If you did not take your birth control, you had a baby, and now you have a baby monitor.
Yeah, and they're saying like to get baby monitors that don't connect to the Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Isn't that so scary?
This is stuff like we don't want to have to be worried about.
Also, just thinking about raising a child in this day and age does like legit scare me. And I used to think that was something people just like said, like, oh, I'm scared to like have a baby. Like, but I genuinely feel that. Like, I feel like there's so many things that I still don't comprehend that I'm like, how am I going to teach my child if, like, I don't know?
I feel like speaking from someone with no experience, that sometimes having a baby, like, helps you realize things. Like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Like, you start to understand your purpose more.
Yep.
I might be lying to myself, but, like, you become a better person, too. Because, like...
I also feel like it's... I'm not saying it's narcissistic to not have children. Actually, yeah. I think it's narcissistic to have children. What does the world need? More me.
I need to spread my legacy.
It needs more me. At some point, I don't want my life to be all about me. I'm sick of me, honestly. True. Like, true. So I get you get to a certain point in your life and you're like, let's have a kid and see how he figures it out.
Yeah.
Let's see if he can make it.
Yeah. And you find, I don't think our life is meant to just be like about us. If your life is just about you, you'll drive yourself insane. And that's why like you have a career, you have children, you have friends. So you don't have to fucking deal with your own mind 24/7.
Also, I can't wait for that first moment. Also, isn't it funny to think like you have a baby and you actually don't talk to that kid until it's three? Like it just lives in your house, and then at 3 years old,
it just starts responding.
It starts communicating.
It just starts saying hi.
I can't wait for the first moment that your baby does something, and you're like, oh, "That's so me." Like that is something I do.
But I feel like even at a young age, they'll show like tendencies that you might have had as like an infant.
Like
how they
and it's crazy how the like kids pick up on every energy. One thing I learned in therapy was like generational
trauma
and how as a child, even if you're not aware of a situation, you're so impressionable that you take on energy.
Yeah.
And like any insecurity that your mom has, if you're a woman, if your mom has that as a woman, they automatically kind of pass it to you.
Wow.
And like if you ask your mom, I feel like me and my mom do have the
same
insecurities, the same anxieties.
Yeah. I know, though, my mom was, like, pretty aware of some of her anxieties where she, like, purposely would try, like, not anxieties, but she knew, like, growing up as a woman and, like, body image and stuff like that, she purposely, like, never commented on my body. And, like, she purposely never, like, restricted food or anything, like, let me eat anything I wanted.
Yeah.
And that was helpful for me, like, I know, I think I talked about this before, but other kids like weren't allowed to eat candy.
Yeah.
So then when they'd like come to my house, they would eat like all the candy.
Yeah.
And it was like crazy where when I'd go to someone else's house with candy, I'd be like, it's fucking candy. Yeah. I see it every day. I don't want it.
See, I feel like my mom wasn't told as a child that she was really pretty. Like she had a younger sister who was really pretty. And I think they would tell like, oh, you're really pretty, but you wear blue and she'll wear pink.
Uh-huh.
And so I think growing up, like my mom was always telling me like, you are perfect. You're gorgeous. You're so pretty. Like, because I feel like nobody told her and she had like an insecure, like, am I pretty?
Well, that's like my dad, where his dad was a basketball coach who like loved all his kids that he coached. And my dad always wanted to be like good enough for his dad. So then when he had me, he was like, you're an amazing athlete and I'm gonna believe in you and like give you all the attention and stuff like that. So sometimes they will like overcompensate.
Yeah. So then it's like, what, in what ways, not that I'm saying like my mom telling me I was pretty my whole life was a fuck up, like, because I loved it, but like in what ways are we gonna take things from our childhood, twist it to do to our kids, and like how are we gonna fuck up our kids?
The fact is we're going to fuck up our kids. It's just like how.
In what way?
Yeah.
Do you think one day our children will have a podcast and they'll talk about like how fucked up we were as moms?
Do you think one day our children will listen to Giggly Squad?
What if we had a son and a daughter at the same time and we made them get married? We arrange their marriage. We put them in a cult. We were like, we need the Berner and DeSorbo family to combine in some capacity, and we've picked you guys as tribute.
That was very royalty of you.
Yeah. Coronation. We'll have a literal coronation.
Can we discuss the coronation?
Okay. I love things that are royal. Like when Kate and Harry, or when Kate and William got married, me and my mom woke up at like 5 a.m. We had croissants. We watched their wedding. Like, I just thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I don't know anything.
So not that I'm like as invested, obviously, in, I don't even know what is the king's name? King Charles and Camilla. But like, I did want to see like what people were wearing to the coronation. Where was everyone? Who was there? Blah, blah, blah. And I brought it up and Hannah goes, coronation? I thought that's when they take a dead body out of the ground. I was like, that's a coroner.
Okay, that's,
and they just deal with a dead body.
Very similar words. Very similar words. And honestly,
very different meanings.
Very different meaning. Everyone's saying that it's kind of iconic, though, for like the side chick to be queen.
To finally have her day.
Is she a queen now?
I don't know how that all works, because like, he's the bloodline.
Yeah.
So he is the king.
But he's married to her.
But if he died, I don't think she would stay the queen. I don't know. In terms of like duties, I don't think it would go to her.
Thinking about duties.
Then like William would automatically become the king.
Did you see they were trying to pick out like weird looking people in the crowd and saying it was Meghan Markle disguised? There's a guy with like a mustache and a weird hat. They're like, this is Meghan Markle.
From, like, the 70s. Where, like, fans are convinced Meghan Markle snuck into the coronation.
So she like really has beef with the royal family.
Meghan Markle? Yeah. I mean, have you been around for the past 5 years? Like, I think they're beefing pretty fucking hard. Pretty, pretty hard. They were saying also that William and Kate's daughter, Charlotte, is Princess Diana. Like, the side eye that she gives, her facial expressions, she looks like her.
Like, the brunette?
Yeah, the little girl.
Well, they're saying her and the son have the funniest expression. They say they're like the brother and daughter in Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
And they're like, ew, look at all these poor people. They were like on the balcony looking down like, ugh, look at all these normal people just looking at us, these unroyal, just scum of
literally
the earth.
The most Nepo babies of Nepo babies.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
Oh God. But yeah, I'm excited for that. What else is going on in Front Page News? We just went on a full 50 minute tangent.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Everyone's going nuts over Sophia Richie. I always was a big fan of her sister, obviously. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Nicole.
Because I think she's hilarious and funny. And then Sophia Richie obviously dated Scott, but she was pretty on the low about it. I feel like she probably thought he was fun and funny until it wasn't. But she wasn't trying to get famous from him.
Like, everyone has that one. Okay, well, I watched this on my conspiracy TikToks. I don't know if this is a conspiracy or pretty true, but they were saying that Sophia Richie obviously has a very famous sister, a very famous dad, and
Lionel Richie
wanted to be in that, like, it girl crowd, wanted to be kind of famous, but she wasn't going to do it on her own. Like, it wasn't going to be from something from her talent. So her dad kind of said to her, look, we'll have you marry someone famous. Like, you'll stay famous, but it'll be by, like, who you're dating. This can be, like, I mean, this is probably all just, like, speculation and whatever. But it kind of makes sense because she didn't really become that famous and people know who she was until she was dating Scott.
But it's interesting because isn't she the age of, like, Kylie and Hailey? Like, why isn't she friends with them if she wants to be, like,
well,
famous?
She was kind of, but people still just, like, didn't
fuck with her.
Like, care about her
that
much.
She got a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah, she definitely has some plastic surgery.
But it's what's crazy is, so she starts posting the wedding and everyone starts freaking out. They've never loved anything more. I saw, like, 3 photos and I'm like, this is beautiful. But people were, like, people love jumping on things. And you loved it. You mentioned.
I loved it.
You loved it. I was like, it's nice.
Yeah.
And people are like, she's old money. She's old money. And I just thought it was, like, kind of hypocritical because, like, she's old money, but you call the other women nepo babies. And I'm like, she's a nepo baby.
She's a
nepo
baby.
Why are you calling
baby.
Her old money?
He's old money. They're rich.
But he's a famous man.
He's like, a nepo baby too, I think.
Is he? He's one of, like, the most famous singers of the 80s, Lionel Richie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her new husband.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lionel Richie. Yeah. He's famous as fuck.
Yeah. It's just funny when convenient they call it old money when they like the person, but if they don't like you, they call you nepo baby.
Honey, that's just good PR.
True.
That is
honey,
just good. That is
that
just
is
having
a publicist.
That is
a
just having a good team around you. Anyone can twist anything in the media.
Gwyneth Paltrow was kind of owning being a nepo baby recently because her parents are famous actors. Honestly, most people are nepo babies in this industry except for me and you.
I have nothing against nepo babies because I will fucking have one.
Yeah, we're trying to work hard enough so people can bully our daughters for being nepo babies.
I want her to come to me one day and be like, everyone thinks that, like, I have this because of you. And you know what I'm going to say? You do, bitch.
It's so funny. After planning a wedding, like, just very, you know, recklessly.
Yep.
Seeing, like, how strategic people are with their weddings in terms of, like, the guest list. You know she invited, they invite people just because it's society.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Like, people that you have to invite to your wedding.
Like, it's just high society.
Yeah.
And it's just part of, like, they had a whole list of, like, all these random famous people that were at the event. Like, you know that she's talking to her dad. Her dad's like, you have to invite that family.
Yeah.
We've been on their yacht 7 times.
Right. Yeah. Like we don't have that. Like, my dad's, that would be. Wait, like, I'm thinking.
Look, he bought us Sunday dinner, like, 3 times. We have to invite him.
He fixes the roof every time I call him. He's always answering the phone. I got a lot of plumbing issues, and he's always here to fix it. We got to invite him.
Look, you know he plays golf with Grandpa sometimes. I mean, and, you know, every now and then Grandpa would cheat. And
yeah, no, that would be our version of, like, you have to invite this family. It's so come cute. On, they helped your brother out of a speeding ticket. We got to invite them.
No, literally. And also, like, you know, okay. She like didn't meet some of these people before. I don't know. I just feel like it's very. It was political. It's very political when yeah. You're like, she's like a royal. It's high society.
Yes.
Because there's a difference between being high society and being famous, but it
for
does
sure.
Kind of cross over. Like, famous people love high society people, and high society people love famous people.
Yes. If I had the choice, I'd rather be a bazillionaire and nobody know who I am than be like Kim Kardashian, be the most famous person in the world.
Honestly, that sounds very mentally healthy. Would you rather do something you love and be broke or be really rich, but you can't do it? Like, you can never put together an outfit again, but you have $1 million.
Okay, the only way I can relate to this is in dating, because I have never been super rich, but I've also never been super poor. So I don't know what both extremes are like. But the only way I can relate to it is when I have dated rich guys. And my mom used to say, if you marry for money, you will work for it your entire life.
Kim, you are so fucking iconic for this.
Iconic. You will work for it for your entire life. Would you rather cry in a limo or love on a bike?
What would you rather do?
Cry in a limo.
So her whole speech just went straight over your head.
Cool, great quotes, but
can you?
No, I think it's
can
true.
You extrapolate on if you marry for money, you're gonna work for the rest of your life?
She used to say, if you're going to marry, like, because you like his lifestyle and you like the things that you can get, but you don't really like him, you'll never actually enjoy anything that you're doing. Like, yeah, you'll be on that yacht in the south of France, but you won't have fun at any point that you are on that yacht. So what is the point of doing it?
And I know that, like, you'll see people on Instagram and it looks so fun, but it's like she hates him.
I have been on vacations that are so extravagant and so lush and lovely, and I've cried the whole time. Yeah. Like, I remember the first time I went on a vacation with a boyfriend, and we fought the entire time, and it was the first time I had ever had a problem on a vacation, because I grew up in a family that, like, a vacation was once in a while, it's fun. Like, who's going to fight on vacation?
No.
And then you get with these rich people, and you're like, wait, we're fighting in the Bahamas?
I always think of it like, you know, if you like love Oreos and someone gives you an Oreo, you're like, this is gonna taste so good. And then you walk into a room full of like 1,000 Oreos. Eventually you're like, I don't give a fuck about Oreos.
Yeah, like, I'm sick of it.
Literally. And obviously money, there's a certain amount that you need to survive and be happy.
Right.
But like, there's definitely an excessive amount where Biggie Smalls was fully right. More money, more problems. So moral of the story is, I'm actually standing during this part. Moral of the story is,
you're preaching over me.
Don't have babies if you don't want babies. Don't
get off your birth control.
Get off your birth control.
And don't
marry men just because they're famous and rich.
And live every day to the fullest. Live, laugh, love.
Love. Thanks for giving with us. Bye.